Roughly, we aim off at roughly 6 weeks in advance of Tripping the Colour, and we put a lot of preparation time into it, as well as doing all our kit, which involves spending hours building boots and getting our buff belts up to an extremely high standard. We do a lot of physical fitness, because as you can see, if you watch a rehearsal of Tripping the Colour, it is a physically demanding and mentally demanding process. So we do a lot of physical fitness on the build-up to it as well. We also travel to Purbright on a daily basis for the first 2 weeks of the training, and we carry out rehearsals under close instruction of the Garrison Sergeant Major and the Regimental Sergeant Major, who is actually Tripping the Colour. Also, the company sergeant majors of each company, of each guard, has got a strict implementation to get that guard up to an extremely high standard. And we spend roughly 8 hours a day for the first 2 weeks getting ourselves up to a standard before we do our first guard mount from Horse Guards on Horse Guards Parade.
It must be such a great honour to take part in this event.
Yes, it is extremely good, especially for the Queen's 90th birthday. This is my fourth Tripping the Colour in a row, but it is all the way back. It's a very important tradition of the Guards, and the Queen looks forward to seeing her Guardsmen every year for her birthday.
As you said, this is your fourth time of Tripping the Colour, so can you tell us what goes on that day, the morning before, what happens behind the scenes?
Well, in the morning before, the Guardsman itself puts a lot of effort into getting the standard of kit up to that required for the actual day. But in the morning, generally, under the company sergeant majors and the company commanders, we have some form of physical training. But generally, we have a laugh as well as doing the physical training, so we can get fancy dress, and we go into the drill square at Wellington Barracks, and we carry out at least 40 minutes of doing physical training. Sometimes the company commanders get some page 3 models from the Sun, and they give us PT as well, which is something to look forward to. It makes it more of an occasion for the Guardsmen.
That's absolutely fantastic. Just going back to the actual Tripping the Colour though, what's the tradition behind it?
And so the Guardsmen and the soldier, again, from the bottom rank right up to the top rank, knows their regimental colour. Because way back before the First and Second World War, when we actually used to fight in tunics, we had to rely on that colour to do an RV, to RV around that colour so we could protect that colour. So every soldier knew exactly what his colours looked like when they had to RV around to protect it.
So can you tell us what regiments are involved in this year's Tripping the Colour?
It's 1st Battalion Coldstream Guards that serve Tripping the Colour, but there's also got incremental companies. So we've got an incremental company from the Grenadier Guards. They're classed as 2nd Battalion Grenadier Guards because they were placed in suspended animation, and they hold the Grenadier Guards colours. We are also F Company Scots Guards, and we hold 2nd Battalion colours. Again, we've been placed in suspended animation in 1992. So if the Army wants to re-amalgamate the regiment, then we've got the colours for it. So we've got F Company Scots Guards, the Grenadier Guards and the Coldstream Guards.
And when was the last time the 1st Battalion Scots Guards were involved in Tripping the Colour?
We tripped the colour back in 2011, we tripped the colour, and it was Right Flank who had the honour of tripping that colour, as well as the 1st Battalion Scots Guards.
And just finally, what are you looking forward to about the day?
I'm looking forward to actually seeing the Queen on her 90th and seeing how much pride she has still got in her Guardsmen. She's always had pride in her Guardsmen because we are the Queen's sovereign troops, and it's a satisfying occasion just to see the Queen and also see the state ceremonial occasion that the Guards can put on for the full country to watch and enjoy.